Here is just a few minutes from a recent Sideshow exclusive podcast. To hear the full episode and get full access to the entire archive of programs, sign up for the Sideshow at superfreaksideshow.com. Second story we have for you today. This is a short one from the UK. The East Midlands Ambulance Service released a video asking people to resist making irresponsible calls. The service received an inappropriate call from a woman concerned over how to store a cracked egg. A dead fox and someone who asked ambulance staff to make them breakfast were among other reasons behind inappropriate 999 calls that were made in the last 6 months. Simon Tomlinson, general manager for the EAMS Emergency Operations Center, reminded people to only dial 999 in the event of a serious emergency. It's so funny. No matter where you live, people do the same dumb shit. You know, we have 911 over here. They're calling about chicken nuggets. Not getting the correct change back from Taco Bell when ordering a taco. And, you know, in England, they've got 999. Women are calling about cracked eggs. I actually have the call here. Of course I do.
Hello, ambulance. Patient breathing. Hello, I need to...
The patient? You mean the chicken? No, it's dead. What? No, the chicken fetus is dead. It's all gooey. The problem is it's cracked. What? None of this makes any sense. Are you mad, love? My British impression. I didn't even really try it with an accent. Are you mad, love?
Hello, ambulance.
Mum.
Patient breathing.
Chip.
Hello, honey.
What are some other British... Knots and crosses, right? Bangers and mash.
Hello, ambulance. Patient breathing. Hello, I need some advice, darling, please. Is the patient breathing? Yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right, patient.
No. Are you the patient?
I just need some advice.
What advice is it that you need?
I've got a box of eggs in the fridge. One of them was cracked.
Now, if this was America, this woman would be calling, for advice on who to sue. Like, the grocery store won't take my cracked egg back.
It's in the fridge. One of them was cracked.
Yeah.
And I moved the eggs off the lid of the box. Moved the eggs.
British people always sound like they're asking questions. Because you know how, when you're asking a question, you sometimes go up, like, hey, how are you? I guess people don't do that. But that's how, British people talk all the time. I've got some eggs in the fridge. One of my eggs have cracked.
And the box has been open in the fridge overnight.
Overnight.
And you keep the box...
kind of hang on the last word.
The box of eggs open in the fridge.
This is the ambulance service. We can't advise you about eggs, I'm afraid.
Who can we ring?
Okay.
Who can we ring? That's a good question. Who can you ring about cracked eggs? I was thinking about that old egg campaign. You know, you'd see commercials for eggs. The incredible edible egg. Yeah, it's a food. Of course it's edible. That's nothing special. What's so incredible about it? It's high in cholesterol and shit. It's a chicken, you know? Fucking chicken fetus. The fact that we're eating it is incredible. You know, ooey gooey chicken guts, basically. A little puddle of baby chicken goo. Ah! Their slogan should be eggs. I can't believe we eat this shit. We're fucking ghouls. Okay. This guy, Simon Tomlinson or whatever, said, when you call 999 because someone is unconscious, not breathing, having chest pains, I have those things all the time. I really should go to the doctor soon. Or has the symptoms of a stroke, you're making the right call. Our emergency call handlers are trained to deliver life-saving instructions over the phone, and we will get help to you as quickly as possible. You don't have to sell people on 999. They know, people will call you if there's an emergency. You're focusing on the wrong part of this. You need to be telling people not to call 999 if it's over eggs. If this has to do with breakfast food, you're calling the wrong number. Unless you're choking on a rogue piece of bacon. This doesn't even need to be a news story. The last sentence in this story is, last month, the EMAS received almost 60,000 emergency calls. However, only a small amount were deemed inappropriate. Well, I just wasted my breath for the last fucking 4 minutes with this story. Tomorrow, I will be back with a show for everyone. And then on Thursday, another Sideshow exclusive program. One more time, if you're not a member, become a true and honorable freak at superfreaksideshow.com.